Questions 43 to 46. Listen to the following talk.
Twice a year, all the clocks in the United States are changed by 1 hour. In the spring, clocks are moved ahead an hour. This is called daylight saving time. In the fall, clocks are set back an hour to standard time. People remember how to change their clocks by remembering this saying, spring forward, fall back. It seems Benjamin Franklin was the first person to propose the idea of daylight saving time back in the 1790s. At the time, people thought he was joking. They couldn't believe he was serious. Many years later, during World War I, people realized what an innovative idea he'd had. In the spring and summer, the sun rises earlier. By moving the clock ahead, people can take advantage of the extra daylight and save energy. Energy is an important resource, of course, especially during wartime. The United States operated on daylight saving time during World War I and again during World War II. After that, some parts of the country observed daylight saving time and some didn't. Beginning and ending dates varied from place to place. This confusion ended in 1966 when the Congress passed the Uniform Time Act, standardizing the process and making daylight saving time a federal law. Since then, some lawmakers have proposed that the United States go to year-round daylight saving time.
Number 43. What is the main topic of this talk? Number 44. According to the speaker, when are clocks in the United States set back? Number 45. According to the speaker, how would most people probably have characterized Benjamin Franklin's plan for daylight saving time when it was first proposed? Number 46. According to the speaker, what was the effect of the Uniform Time Act of 1966?